You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Before ChatGPT took the world by storm, wowing users with its prose writing prowess, most people knew chatbots as those annoying pop-ups on websites that offered basic and not always useful customer support. Even before chatbots could pass the LSAT, customer service was moving toward greater automation, often in an effort to cut costs. Human customer service agents are an expensive and finite resource, causing those long USAC-filled waits and limited hours to take calls. So will the current AI boom push humans even further out of the customer support game? Not so fast, says Christina McAllister. She's a senior analyst at Forrester who works on customer service research and strategy.
In recent years, we've heard like Frontier Airlines, for example, had very famously announced that they were cutting all of their phone support out and a number of things like that. And it's very tricky to do that when you don't really have, frankly, the AI capabilities today for chatbots and that kind of thing just really aren't advanced enough to be able to have meaningful conversations. ChatGPT and all of these announcements they're getting there. I mean, like, we're getting closer, but we at Forrester don't recommend anyone use those capabilities for consumer-facing use cases because it's just too risky right now.
Now, what about emotion recognition AI? How is that being implemented?
Yeah, so this is something that is more common, like an analytics software. It's kind of used in two ways, both to categorize a number of the customer's emotions in their post-contact analytics. So if I wanted to review all the calls that were about billing and I wanted to understand what my customers felt about the issues that they had with billing, for example, then what is called commonly like sentiment analysis, but emotion analysis is a little bit deeper. You kind of like step into a bit more of like emotional categorization versus just positive, negative, or neutral. But then there's the other side of it is for agent-facing guidance when the machine detects emotion of some kind to be able to help the agent navigate that conversation. It's imperfect, though.
Why are human agents still so important to this kind of work?
One of the most meaningful drivers of customer experience quality is the engagement between the customer and the agent. So it's meaningful because your customers, basically, there's three things that customers care about. Did the agent answer all of my questions? So the first time I called you, did it get resolved effectively? And is the agent empowered to resolve issues without escalating to their supervisors? And again, they only call in maybe 2 to 3 times a year, but their experience in that moment is so impactful from a customer experience perspective. And in turn, you know, from a revenue perspective, because customer experience is aligned with, you know, like higher revenue. To not invest in the agent is, frankly, a bad business decision, especially with companies that pride themselves on having good customer experience.
Christina McAllister is a senior analyst at Forrester. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.